Hello?
This is Rachel with a courtesy callback from customer support. May I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
50263.
Okay, 50263 is your zip code. All
yeah.
Right, thank you. And if you'd also please provide your first and last name.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Yes, if you could also please provide your first and last name.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes, if you could please provide your first and last name.
It's Larry Rose.
Okay, R-O-S-E.
It doesn't work.
Okay, is that R-O-S-E Rose?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, Larry Rose. All right, let's see if it pulls up anything.
I put on speaker and I can't hear, so our speaker ain't working on the phone.
All right, sir, I'm still trying to access information for you.
Okay.
Larry Rose. Okay, let's see.
I got it. Smartwatch sent to me, and I don't know who ordered it because I didn't order it. I don't know where it came from.
All right, if you're calling in regarding a delivery, then I'd be more than happy to assist once I get information pulled up here.
It doesn't work.
Okay, just one moment, please. All right, Mr. Rose, for security purposes, please verify your address, please.
It works.
It doesn't work, Crystal. It doesn't. Because it's going in, it's the connection's bad on it. It's going in and out.
Mr. Rose?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, sir. If you could please verify your address for security purposes.
Yeah, it's 110 Southeast Peachtree Drive, Waukee, Iowa.
Okay, so I've not located your information here. Let's see, that's another Larry.
You can't find me.
So it was a delivery, you said, for a watch?
Yeah.
It's a bracelet, it's not a watch.
It's not a watch, it's a bracelet.
A
smart bracelet, I guess.
Okay.
From Import Direct Gadgets.
Yeah, Import Direct Gadgets.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to search by what's on your statement there. That's a merchant name. But the zip code that you provided to me, was that the zip code that it was shipped to?
Yeah.
Okay, please provide that again.
50263. That's Waukee, Iowa.
Okay, 502.
This is something out of the Twilight Zone, isn't it?
Well,
maybe I don't exist.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not. You know, we're a call center, so where did you get our phone number?
It's right here.
On the envelope that it came in.
Okay, yeah, on the envelope,
right on the
yeah. All right,
number.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's right on there. That's the number we called.
Yeah, we're call center.
Turn
Let's see.
It's, right
it's 8865 Norwin Avenue, Suite 27, 102 North Huntington, Pennsylvania, 15642.
Okay, and you are saying Ross, R-O-S-S, and not
no,
Ross?
No, R-O-S-E, like the rose. The rose, the flower,
okay.
R-O-S-E.
I'm sorry, I
Did
forgot
you,
the
I'm
name.
Sorry, maybe I didn't say it right. Did I say Ross?
No, you probably did say Rose, but I took your name out to put the zip code in, so that's my error. You did say Rose.
Yeah, we got a tracking number, too, and everything.
Okay. That doesn't sound like anything that we would handle if it has a tracking number, but okay. Let's see. If you could please provide the tracking number.
Okay. It's this one down here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, 940-0-1-1-0-7-9-8-4-9-0-5-9-2-1-7-3-5.
3-5, okay. All right, thank you. All right, when I put your name and your zip code in, and I did put your name in as Rose, and when I put in the tracking number there, it's not accessing anything from our database.
Wow.
When you
Man.
Have you opened the package?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
See, I thought it was a phone. I did order like a phone case for my new phone, for my Galaxy, and that's what I thought it was.
Okay.
I just kind of
Okay. Does it provide another number on the item itself? Excuse me.
I have an order number. Would you like that?
Okay, I can try with the order number. Let's
okay.
See.
678-488-042.
Okay, that was 678-488-042.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm putting it in with the order ID, but it's not pulling up anything.
Wow,
here.
That's weird. That is. So, I wonder how I got this.
Well, we don't even know what's in it.
Oh, we haven't opened up it is a smart bug, because I remember, I think I did look at it.
Okay.
That's
yeah,
weird.
I've tried it in a few different places, order ID, product ID, transaction ID, and it's not pulling up anything here.
Okay.
Do you know if you've been billed for anything, or you just received something
in
the mail?
I did have a bill on there, like for what was that? Gadgets, Crystal?
Yeah.
It was like for $8 or $9.
Hmm.
I had to get new credit cards because I had some charges on there I didn't recognize.
Okay.
And I think that's one of them.
Maybe, but we don't know.
Well, it does say gadgets on it, and one of them was.
Something gadgets.
But
it wasn't that name. That was a different name.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm at a loss here. I don't know how it was sent to me.
Yeah.
I don't think I won anything.
Okay.
Well, I've exhausted that information. If you just wanted to cross the number out, I can use some of the card information if you no longer have it anyway, just to see if it pulls up anything from the database.
I don't have my old credit cards. We cut them up and threw them away.
Okay. All right. Well, one of the things you can do is you can reach back out to your bank or your card company. They should be able to provide you with some additional numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, we just answer the phones here. We don't process any orders. So.
Right. Okay. Well,
okay,
thanks for your time.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
You have a nice day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.